You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So what do we think here about Henry Davis? What are we looking at here? A guy you would trade? A guy that's leaning toward bust? Or is that grossly unfair because he's only had 310 major league at-bats? I see where Destiny's Child wrote today that Davis, thankfully, is asymptomatic after apparently having more symptoms from that concussion he got. He didn't have a second one. But he was having problems, and now Todd Tomczyk, their medical guy, director of sports medicine, said he's asymptomatic. Where are we at with Henry Davis, Paul? Where are you at?
I'm in the extreme minority. I trade him.
Yeah?
I trade him. I think his value is still reasonably high because he's a young guy with a pedigree. And he's a former first overall pick. I at least explore the idea of trading him. And because you got Andy Rodriguez, and I know that there's the idea that, Andy Rodriguez, coming off a major injury, you never know what's going to happen. I just feel like...
Well, I am worried about that because it was Tommy John, and it seemed like his strength last year was throwing people out.
Yeah, I get it. Let me ask you this, though. Is Henry Davis, is there anything that you've seen from Henry Davis that makes you believe that there's not always going to be one issue after another with this guy?
Yeah, I saw the two home runs off Ohtani last year, and I see a guy who, and I know there's a huge gap bigger than ever between AAA and the majors, but I see a guy who in AAA has absolutely hammered the ball. Like, he's got 1,094 OPS in his AAA career, which I think is only 129 at-bats. So, yeah, some glimpses, but believe me, I'm worried about him. I've also seen a guy who looks overmatched at the plate at the major league level, who looks like he's trying to live up to every expectation that would surround a number one pick with every swing he takes.
Right.
But still, the numbers are undeniable in AAA. Like, anybody else would look at this and say, well, that guy's a great prospect. And he only has 300 at-bats. Having said that, Paul, I would be on board for trading him in the right trade. I think you're right about that. You may want to trade him before he it becomes clear that he is a bust. You know what I mean?
Well, that's all I'm just saying. Like, I look at it.
I just think he could still be a really good player.
I do too. But and I was looking this up just because it was one of those things where, he's missed a lot of time with injuries. Even in the minors. He's been on and off the injured list, and that has hurt his production. But my thing is, into the infield on the very same team, and you've got a guy in Ke'Bryan Hayes who also had, a number of injuries that held him back and hampered him and seemed to be, and guess what? it seems like he's going to be a guy who the Pirates are going to have to worry about his back for the rest of the contract.
Yeah.
My thing is, I understand why people don't necessarily want to give up on him. By the same token, I think that you really basically have to look realistically at his last 4 or 5 years and it suggests to me that there's always going to be some issue that holds him back. You know, like, I don't know that he'll ever be a guy that can catch 130 games or 125 games.
Yeah, that part for
sure. You know
what
I mean?
But I draft a guy number one overall for his bat, and he's only 24, by the way.
Right, he's young.
And if you were to tell me, hey, here's a guy who's 24 years old, I didn't know who it was, and here's his AAA numbers from his career. He's only had 129 AAA at-bats. But he's got over 1,000 OPS at AAA, 500 almost slugging percent. He crushes the ball at AAA. Now it's over 600 slugging percentage. I would say, well, I'm sure that guy's one of their top prospects, and they expect big things of him. It's just been that this tiny, tiny sample size still in the major leagues, it's been a disaster. It has. I'm not sure about Henry Davis, but I'm not willing to give up on him unless it's for the right deal. Limits, where do you stand on Davis?
See, I still like Davis, and I still think that there's pop in that bat, and maybe I buy into the fact that he was the first guy to ever hit two home runs off of Shohei Ohtani in the same game. The potential is there. I'm at the point, though, where I'm okay moving him off of catcher and try to find an actual position for him to play, because it seems like that's just too daunting of a responsibility for him to both catch and be able to hit at the major league level. So whether it's first base, right field, that's probably has to be the move as
DH.
Well, to help his hitting.
I mean, guys make
DH.
Career. That very few people rocket through the Pirates system the way that this dude did. Look at Tamar Johnson, who, by the way, just dropped out of MLB's top 100 prospects. Did you see that?
Yeah, on Baseball America. He's on MLB Pipelines, but Baseball America only has Bubba Chandler and Braxton Ashcraft.
Why do you think that? Why do you think? Because he hasn't hit
he's
well.
Been,
but
he's been struggling.
See, this is my problem with all these prospect lists.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're ranking guys based on what their potential is, right?
Potential mixed with production, I would
say. I guess so. But to me, this guy was ranked so high early on.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden he has a bad stretch of games and he drops out of the top 100?
Tamar Johnson and Anthony Solometto.
Top 100 across baseball.
I get that. Yeah. That's my point.
And the Pirates only have two in the top 100.
According to Baseball America, yeah. MLB Pipeline, all four are in the top 100.
I mean,
led by Chandler.
Who are the four?
Chandler, Anthony Solometto, Tamar Johnson, Braxton Ashcraft.
So my point is, he's the Pirates' second prospect, according to most lists, and he's not in the top 100.
It's a little troublesome, but
it is troublesome.
Point there
and what's funny is we were talking about the other day. We were talking about this. you know, because he made the future All-Star game, didn't he? He was one of the two guys named to the Futures All-Star game.
Yeah, him and Chandler.
So here's the thing. If he's one of the two guys named to the Futures All-Star game and he's dropped out of the top 100, I think the discussion, absolutely the discussion has to be, he's not untouchable.
One correction, Ashcraft's not on the MLB pipeline. It's just the three, Solometo, Johnson, Chandler.
Thank you, City Limits.
Do you know what I mean? He's not untouchable in my mind anymore.
Absolutely not. How do they have no hitters in the top 100 prospects in baseball after 5 years of tanking?
They drafted pitchers high. And, I mean, Davis has graduated. Nick Gonzalez has graduated.
Who?
Nick Gonzalez.
And who else?
Davis. Graduated from the prospect list in the last year.
Shouldn't they have more?
Should. Should be able to find somebody in the second, third round.
Yeah, especially because you're drafting high in every round, plus you're signing international prospects every year, and they like to tout how much money they spend there, right?
This Charles McAdoo.
They have their own academy, do they not?
For international prospects. For international.
Latin America?
And they've signed a lot of highly talented international guys, according to international scouts. And those guys are in the back end of this list. Nobody knocking down the door of even being in high A.
Right. Plus, they've traded for all kinds of prospects. So where is anybody who's a hitter on their top prospect list other than Tamar Johnson, who's dropping?
The next closest is Mitch Jeb, the shortstop second baseman who's in Greensboro. Hit 297 last year in Bradenton. He's hitting 220 this year and does not have a lot of power. Basically, is just a hit to all fields guy. He was a second round draft pick last year out of college.
This is a disaster, Paul.
Yeah.
We have to go.
Well, again, your point is the best point that we've made on this show in a long time. I didn't realize that. The rankings. They've been stockpiling guys for 5 years and don't have a single hitter in the top 100.
It's amazing. I mean, it truly
is
amazing.
You know how hard that is to do?
And they're in desperate need of bats right now. And we're making the Josh Palacios caper into, like, you know, they're waiting for Willie Mays here. That's what we're waiting for? Is Josh Palacios?
Leover Peguero.
And Leover Peguero. Two guys who profile as career utility men.
I mean,
I think Peguero could still be a starter. Better than Triolo. I thought he was going to win the second base job instead of Triolo, and we've seen what Jared Triolo became once he had regular at-bats.
And yet he stays here all year. And yet Olivares just stays here, just continues to be in the middle of their lineup somewhere. His last extra base hit, you were still in high school. I have no idea what is happening here. What has Ben Cherington done? What has he done?
I mean, it's amazing. In my mind, it's
fireable if it doesn't get things
say,
don't improve a lot.
It's not good. For sure, it's not good.
All right, we have a quiz show coming up. Fan and the Pirates want to visit your teams in action for our youth baseball softball showcase. Parents, coaches, email us at usports@937thefan.com to register your 12 and under team, and the fan may make a stop to your field. Details at 937thefan.com. Century 21 Fairways Real Estate. 50-minute mark on the fan. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Yes, we have all kinds of treats coming up, starting with the quiz show. I believe it's tied 1-1. City Limits and IT have put all kinds of work into this. Our baseball coverage today on the fan presented by...
By the way, the quiz show is 2-0.
Me, you?
Me.
It is 2-0, Paul. Yeah, it's not 1-1. It's 2-0.
What?
I won the first one, and I destroyed you in the second one.
He destroyed you in the second one.
Oh, I remember
one.
He had a great game, didn't he?
I need
a comeback win today.
He pitched a perfect game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.